The colorful Harvard University chemist Bill Lipscomb has died at the age of 91. He won a Nobel Prize for his work in helping people understand the nature of chemical bonds. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch has this remembrance.
William Nunn Lipscomb Jr. was a Kentucky boy. He was 11 years old when his mother gave him a chemistry set. Lipscomb remembered how he'd go to the drugstore to buy more chemicals for experiments in this interview 10 years ago with the Nobel Prize website.
I had some very dangerous ones that you cannot buy now because of the regulations. I did all my experiments at home.
Sometimes creating a chemical stink that sent his sisters running out of the house. At home, he also read every Sherlock Holmes book he could get his hands on. He was a whip on the clarinet and even went to college on a music scholarship. But science was the music of his mind, and Lipscomb eventually studied under Linus Pauling, who'd go on to win 2 Nobel Prizes. Lipscomb learned from that chemistry giant to do bold work.
It's not a disgrace in science to publish something that's wrong. What is bad is to publish something that's not very interesting.
That may be why the once fearless boy tinkerer went after an explosive group of chemicals that other scientists had shunned, boron hydrides. Lipscomb used X-ray diffraction to help determine their structure, the same technology that sped the discovery of DNA's double helix. Lipscomb's research was important in understanding how complex chemicals bond. But many of his students and colleagues remember him for his simplicity.
Bill even would quote Sherlock Holmes in some of his scientific papers.
Mark Abrahams remembers how funny Lipscomb was, tall and lanky. His trademark was a string tie, like that other Kentuckian, Colonel Sanders.
He would look like an ancient, befuddled professor who had no idea where he was or maybe who he was.
It was all an act, though, from a guy who cared less about appearances and more about experimenting.
He was not afraid to try things. And Sherlock Holmes, in a way, was a great guide for him.
Abraham says the same way that detective would plunge himself into situations to solve mysteries, Bill Lipscomb did that with his science. He even encouraged his researchers to leave his laboratory if they had other interests they were more passionate about. Of his doctoral students, 3 went on to win Nobel Prizes, too. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.
This is NPR News.